but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing in your heart and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Understand last night, it's time for us to do things by understanding. The Lord spoke. How many of you understand last night that was out there? How many of you understood the why for the rebuke? Would you tell me why, Brother Jerry? Right. All right, what does striving do in your life? Right, it gets back. Satan gets an entrance in there and begins to rebuild in you, doesn't he? Now, we understand that these things are not done willfully. They're done because this is the way of life that we've been raised in. And we fall back in this thing, and then something has to come on us to snatch us out of it. And you don't fall back in it willfully, do you? It sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Isn't that the way it happens? Of course, that's the way it happened to me, and it may happen differently to you. Oh, doesn't it sneak up on you? All at once, you're trying to do something. Aren't you? Oh, oh. What's the answer? I'll tell you the answer in this transition period. And I want you to listen to me. You're in a critical period now. Real critical period, nearly every one of you. And the answer to it is stay just as drunk as a skunk on the spirit. You heard what I right there. Oh, 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 ah, oh, be not drunk with wine, but drunk on my spirit. And the melody flowing in your heart, a bubbling and moving in grace and peace, and be so drunk, nothing touch you. I'm sorry to say that many of the new ones are moving better than some of you leaders. You've been tricked into trying to do this thing intellectually and through striving. You can't be reserved and have your own way. Get those feet to moving. Be drunk in the spirit. Let it move to your head. It's time to know that being dignified is a thing of the flesh, and that hath already died. Close your eye, Brother John. Close your eye. Lift your hand. Oh, 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 get to moving there until you're dancing in the spirit. Oh, 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 oh. You can't stand it. Oh, is it a commandment of the Lord? He didn't ask you to do it. He said, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself, psalm and hymn, spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart and Lord. He didn't ask you to do it. I'm not asking you to do it. He commands you to do it. Move out, Brother John. Maybe you won't sit up and laugh at me the next time I start moving. Ah, oh, ah, oh, a bubbling and a moving, a drunk on a new wine. You feel it moving. Peace in your mind.
Peace in your mind.
Glory in your body.
Glory in your body.
And power and might. And
power and might.
That softens the old man.
That softens the old man.
Lifts out the new light.
Lifts out the new light.
Ah. Feel it there, Brother Gus. A secret, and
a long time ago,
he'd take his guitar and get drunk on the wine, get lost in the spirit,
and life would flow.
So now look at him.
As an example for you to know.
Oh, go on by yourself there now, guys. Oh. Cheryl and Lee learned it pretty well. Paula coming in there a little. Brother Ron done fine. Oh, Ken Lamont drinks a little sip every once in a while. Oh, oh. When you rise in the morning, take your big slug and move in the spirit till it overcomes you. Then every time you feel that hard mind trying to struggle, then drink some more wine. By moving in the spirit, melody in your heart, that softens that hard flesh and lets out the new light. Jesse drinks a little bit, then he stops to understand, to intellectualize him. Then he gets trapped him. You ought to be familiar.
with that very thing. Thought it had you for years, and almost flushed you down a drain. The devil told you that you wasn't supposed to do that.
No.
But most of you didn't laugh. It was a holy laugh. You wanted to get out there so bad you could taste it.
Confession
and
hath obeyed, but he forgets to remember that he's supposed to stay drunk and in his mind he struggles and strives. But now the command came, stay drunk on the Spirit.
Keep your old way.
Soften
with wine.
And then the new light
will break forth quickly.
Your Son of God
in a perverse generation.
Just get up there and go ahead, do it.
You don't need any help.
When you rise each morning,
don't
arise and shine. Don't do that. But just take your big swig and all
that new wine
and move in melody.
And praises in your heart,
till you soften your mind,
brings forth that new heart.
Now, Teresa learned that secret. That was the first thing she learned. She come in.
Oh,
it was learning her well just to stay drunk. Shirley learned it, too, stay drunk.
Oh,
young, listen to this tape, but you don't need to just keep moving like you are and stay drunk in the Spirit.
Go ahead, Cheryl. You can get up there.
And then you can swap places with Lee and get up.
That
you be filled
with the
Spirit.
Speaking
to yourselves.
In
psalms and
hymns.
And spiritual
songs.
Singing
a melody.
In your heart to the Lord.
In your heart to the Lord.
plays it real neat. And
he plays it real neat.
He takes a little sip.
He takes a little sip.
Then goes back to sleep.
Then goes back to sleep.
And he sleeps in his flesh. And
he sleeps in his flesh.
Till he's overcome.
He's overcome.
Then he accuses God. That his word won't work. Get the moving now, Bill.
I'd
take a big slug of the new wine, and I'd let it bubble
and move in me,
bring forth a new way, the new melody.
Sea of glass.
It was a multitude of people, harping on the harps, and dancing and singing with all their might. They were drunk on a new wine, eternally. Spirit has been destroyed. That's it, Teresa. Go to it.
It's not what you know.
It's how you do.
You can do in the spirit
with a little bit of gnome.
And it's better than having
all the know in the world
and no spirit
moving in you.
Feel moving in
you.
Now, you that had those old oppressions around your head and that old trying, how many of them have gone now and delivered? Now, the command comes, you may be seated. The command comes to you.
that you're to begin to do this every day. When you rise in the morning and whenever. And if you need some help in this thing, get you some music. Get you some of that music and that tape and let it play. Oh, sleep with this new wine bubbling in you. Now, the Lord did not ask you to do this, remember. He commanded you. This through the Apostle Paul, was not a thing of choice. It was a command. It's a command. Now, if you disobey commands of grace, you're in trouble. You can disobey commands under the law, and you sort of get by with it. But listen to it, read. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, starting with verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Everybody likes to quote that. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. But how am I going to understand the will of the Lord? It answers it in the next verse. And be not drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Tells you plainly how to know the voice and the will of the Lord. Real plain. You've seen me demonstrate it time after time. Many of you have fallen. Felt good. But some of you sort of snicker. Said, well, that's just Brother Pruitt. Well, it's time for you to understand now that you're supposed to move in this thing until you come to a place to where it's flowing continuously. Where you can open your mouth and let her flow. Not striving, but doing this thing in rest. Oh. And listen to it. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name or in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. What happens? Just what I demonstrated to Bill there. If you don't stay moving in the Spirit or drunk on that wine, making melody in your heart unto the Lord, you get to where the promises of God won't work. And then you go to accusing God, just like you did. Oh. Giving thanks to God. Oh, boy, here's something wrong in me. I know what to do with it. I'll just drink it away. Oh, direst temptations. Satan tempting you in the fight all the time. When the command comes, bear plain. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. These two commands, obeying in obedience, these two commands of grace would stop me having to struggle and strive you all the time. That's all I've done, most of you. Wasted my life keeping you delivered. But the time has come now, you're going to have to walk on your own. Oh. Some of the young ones, I'm going to stay with you moving. But some of you older, ooh, you're going to have to start moving. And you're going to have to do it lawfully under Christ. Now, I want you to understand this very clearly. He did not make this a request. He made this a command. Oh, 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 oh. This is the way the yoke is easy and the burden is light. If you will just ignore, just for a little while, the thing that are trying to bother you, and just go to moving in the Spirit. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they'll go away and the answer will come. Ooh. Ooh. But he comes and he tempts you in a personal fight. He destroyed that woman right back there, Bobby, 5 or 6 times, in my knowledge, in this very thing. Can't help her. She's determined she's going to fight that thing out. Boy, she'll fight it, and down she'll go. Come here, Bobby. Let me smite you real good. Oh, somebody catch her there. Oh, but the time of deliverance has come now. Oh, Lord Jesus. That old striving demon hath been destroyed. Whoa! Oh! Oh! Hath been! Ooh. And he builds back in you. And all the time in your heart, you're wanting to obey the Lord so bad you can taste it. But he takes advantage of that. Boy, you better strive. You better try. The way of the Lord is by the Spirit. Very simple, very easy. And the yoke is easy and the burden is light. Oh, but you better do great works. You're defeated before you start. There's no way you can produce any works except by the Spirit. By grace through faith. You move in obedience and make your breakthrough in this thing, you've got it. Now, I'm not kidding you. Ooh, you've got it. Oh, I don't care who you are. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, glory to God. The wine of his life, the wine of the Spirit, that makes me sing, and make melody in my heart to the Lord. Whatever Satan says is wrong. Oh, 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 half been received, half obeyed,
half
set up a bubbling.
Continually
inside of me,
day and night,
and if I find it not bubbling,
take another bite,
and drink the new wine,
bubbling inside.
Making melody,
not relying on pride,
our great works,
our dignity,
but moving in joy,
shivering all over me.
Now, if you want to struggle,
and strive and fight. And go down to destruction.
And go down to destruction.
Then you can go ahead.
And you can go ahead.
But follow the way.
But follow the way.
In obedience.
In obedience.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
And a new wine.
And a new wine.
For this move
to turn into religion,
you'll wait a long time.
It'll never happen.
But the love of God
and fire and glory
shall move this along to his kingdom age. But
a dignified spiritual man
is drunk all the time,
and bubbling inside,
and fire in his eyes,
and
the sword of the truth
moving out of his mouth.
Demons tremble,
and come out.
Can't stand before
a man drunk on a new wine.
In the days of his flesh,
that he was a Samaritan
and full of devils,
for
he stayed drunk on the wine
of the spirit of her father,
and devils came out,
and
the heavens trembled.
To keep yourself moving.
When I rebuke you,
reach for your bottle
and take a great swig
of that new wine.
Then dance around me.
We'll both dance together.
Feel it moving in there, Peanut.
'Tis the Lord, my God.
When he'd find something wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But one day.
He spoke to me.
Rejoice and give thanks.
When I rebuke you.
Condemnation.
I rebuke you in fire,
that you may rejoice
in
and grow up in me,
quickly.
The sons of God,
in a perverse generation.
Music's still playing. While you're seated, just still let it be moving on the inside of you. The reason for these spiritual exercises and these demonstrations is to keep you moving in your daily life. Now, everyone knows that you can't go out on the street and continually dance like that. You'd scare everybody to death. Everyone knows that. But in the demonstrations that's inside of the church, he gets you started to where you can keep that bubbling all time. And in obedience to his commandment, if I found myself not bubbling, I would hunt me a quiet place. Well, I'd hunt it as quiet as I could, but I'd get somewhere, and I'd get that bubbling started again. Obeying his commandment and moving this thing to where you can live that life that he's given you by grace. Ooh. Most of you did not take this seriously. You wanted to, but you didn't take it seriously. And you got trapped. Lord, let you get trapped. Where you learn your lesson. You see, the life of God that he's called you to is a flowing life. A life that flows with his knowledge, with his peace, with his joy, with his dominion, with his power. And there's no way for you to flow trying.
Oh. And I want us to sing this song together. And I want us to understand it as we go. You're ready to move into this truth, every one of you. And listen to it. It'll deliver you more than any one thing if you'll settle this in your mind. I never gave you a choice of good and evil.
I only gave you my tree of life.
Satan deceived you through religious lies and condemned you to his good and evil tree.
Ah.
God started out. He never did give man a choice of good and evil. That was Satan did that. And then Christ came as the tree of God in the earth. And as you choose only the tree of good, only the tree of God, which is Christ, the tree of life, he purges out good and evil. But being raised in a perverse, religious, darkened generation, you have caused me, in obedience to God, and this is your only salvation, I want you to understand this. You have called me to have to bring judgment on you, something terrible. You know why? Because you were raised in religious preaching of good and evil. And no matter how much I taught you, and I taught you for years, didn't I, Phil? The way of life. You just could not grasp it. You know why? You were still trying to figure out good and evil. Oh, that's terrible. The devil. But now you've found the way. The way is to choose life and submit in obedience to that life and just let him cut off of you all he wants to. Ooh. I never told you to preach good and evil.
To preach good and evil.
I only told you
to preach my life.
And let the fiery sword
of my judgment
separate men
from Satan's life.
Get over here and smite a few of them now. They're struggling in their mind. Oh, half been destroyed. Ooh. Ooh. You see, preaching of good and evil is religion. Tells you now this is way is good and that way is evil. So you quit doing that, repent from that, and be good. But it never brings life in you. It always brings death. And it sows in you the seed of Satan that puts it up on your own nature to be good. Oh, you're ready to move in this thing, because it's a terrible thing that's happened in the world.
I never told you
to build a religion.
Religious preaching
of good and evil.
I never inspired men
to religious theologies
or
Bible teaching them
of good and evil.
The two natures of Satan is good and evil. Revealed in the Garden of Eden. The mystery of iniquity has come to the full in the earth. Full in many of you. This is the reason why the Lord, when he said, descend on you with fire, I came on you with a fury, and you thought I was going to destroy you. And I did. Oh, I did. By the power of God, I got that old nature out of you. Oh, got you moving through the blood of Jesus Christ. And believe it or not, you can now move not being condemned and not trying to do good and evil. You just move in the life of God. Oh. Poor Ruby. Smite yourself now. Get this thing going. This is the way to life. Now the vine of Satan in the whole earth, and the religious vine covers the whole world with poison grapes, grapes of wrath, and ready to be crushed and in my wine press of wrath, and down to the root, I gather the vine, branch and all, all the grapes of wrath, and trod upon them with my brassy feet. Blood to the horses' bits, and outside the city. Oh. This is the reason why you'll not be eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil inside this city. You'll be eaten of the tree of life and moving in power. Say, well, what does this do to my old weight? It purges them out of there. God's way is to purge them. Wash them out by the blood, destroy them with fire, chase them out of there. It's not to condemn you, to make you get them out of there. Had a real problem with you, and I start walking on you about something we're going to correct. You fall under condemnation. Go to eating good and evil. I won't do it no more. What are you talking about? I won't do it no more. Hath been delivered. Oh, I rejoice now every time I find something wrong with me. Oh, turn from evil and be thou good. False prophets preaching lies of Satan, taking advantage of men already condemned, and then offer to them false salvation plan. Yeah, some of you young ones are really understanding, laughing about it. Some of the others sort of struggling with it. That's the reason why most of you never did feel saved, even after you made all those religious plans. Went through all those steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or whatever. Some of you thought you were a Christian, and you never did really feel saved until I brought you to that resurrected Jesus. Oh. Fact has been that some of you might date your salvation from that time. Doesn't matter when you date it from, but anyway, you might do that. Oh. The whole earth desecrated by religion. Babylon the whore and all her daughters, and preaching doctrines and doctrines of demons, and have now revealed them. The man of sin.
The man of sin.
Oh, 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 o
Sort of hitting you now, ain't it?
Ooh.
Getting here, Brother Ron? Dance a little while. Maybe it'll help you. Just dance right in place, sir. That's good.
In every church,
in every church,
in every nation,
in every nation,
the man of sin,
the man of sin,
Satan rules as God,
Satan rules, as God,
rules with teaching them
of good and evil,
produces abundance.
The grapes of wrath,
and scatters his poison.
Grapes of wrath,
out into society,
government and education,
science and business,
merchants and homes.
Every man has
his own version of God.
Lord spoke that thing to me when he spoke it in the spirit. I come out. I said, "What do you say?"
Wine of fornication,
all the false church,
dripping from these,
poison grapes of wrath,
having dripped Satan's wine
all over the land.
Now all humanity,
under the wrath of God.
This is the reason when I started on you this time, the Lord said, get that root. He said, don't stop until you get that root of Satan out of me. That root of that old thing, they have to do good or evil. I'm not going to get it. Just tell them to know. Pick it out of there 4 or 5 at a time till you get that Leviathan of the sea out of there. Only way you're going to move those people out from under my wrath, bring them into my people, is to get that root of Satan out of there. I said, because when I come in wrath, said, I take this. Said, I don't just get the poison grapes. You check it in the book of Revelation. Did I get the vine root and all of that thing and put it in my wine press? And it's blood up to the horse's bit when I do. Where is it going to happen? Outside the city. Reason I sent the New Jerusalem down to get them inside. As long as they're inside, they're moving. I don't care if they're not perfect. Long down there moving in obedience, he said, I can bring them forth in earth, but the others got to go. Now, you check it, you see if I'm telling you a lie. All this so-called good society, but it's gone under the wrath of God. He said in one of the songs, he said, I despise the bare ground that man walks on. And he proved it by sending a new heaven and a new earth down for his people to walk on. Said, since the dawn of creation, man has rebelled against me. He said, I despise the bare ground that man walks on. And he sent a new heaven and a new earth down for us to walk on.
Poison grapes of religious prejudice.
produces hate
in the heart of
man.
Hate turns into
riots
and wars
and destroys the person
and
all concern.
Wars
and great
religious
fables and
tales.
Santa Claus
and
other
good imps
poisons
the minds
of
little children,
starts them
to fantasize
them
and
worship
heroes
in
their
heart,
their
little imagination.
Satan
has a seed,
he
can
use them
to
build
in them
heroes
of evil
and
lead them
to war,
to
murder
and kill,
and
think that
they do
God
and
their nation
a
service
by dying
or
killing
others,
caught in
the vine,
poisoned
by Satan.
Their
blood
has watered
the
whole
earth.
Is an enemy of
God.
Jesus
Christ
spoke them
through
the Apostle
Paul.
Satan
forms
a carnal
mind,
natural
mind
of
man,
in
good and
evil,
and
makes
man
the
man of sin.
Yourself
and
the world
under
the wrath
of God.
No
way
to
escape
them.
Caught in
the
vine
of
religious
Satan
that
drips
his
fornication
all
over
the
land.
This is the
reason
why
this
very
morning
you were
led
into the new
wine
of
the
Spirit,
cause
I saw
Satan
work in
your mind
to
try to
build him
another head
of
good
and
evil.
But
the wine
of God,
the
melody
of
the
Spirit,
melts
that
old
heart mind,
floats
it
away,
and
keeps
you
drunk,
moving
in his
life.
And
a carnal
mind
has
not
a chance.
Oh.
making him seven,
the head of man.
Satan controlled him,
his life and
uttered him,
poisoned their mind
him,
in
doctrines
of demons.
Satan
becomes their
head him,
in
good and
evil.
Oh.
Not have to go through this again of Satan trying to build back in your mind. Stay drunk, bubbling inside, and move into the true knowledge of God. All these things, all these teachings you've gotten can just be put to operation so easy if you'll let them bubble inside you. Bubble before and during and after your teachings. If you catch yourself not moving in this thing, just get off somewhere and move in the Spirit. Remember this, you can do a holy laugh next time I dance, but don't laugh saying that's not for me. Because I saw you when you said it. And I just wait.